Welcome back to the Byland Podcast. My name is Emery. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to Better Backpacking. That is what this podcast is all about. This is episode 109, and today I'm going to be going through the things that my wife and I have learned about hiking and backpacking with a baby. But before I dive in, I'm just going to put this out there that there is no way that I am an expert at this whole taking a baby into the woods thing. Each time we go, we learn something new, and I think that's probably going to be the case for a very long time. I also don't want to give off this wrong impression that we're this family that lives outside and does nothing else with our time but go hiking, backpacking, and teach our little girl about bugs or whatever. We are just like every other family who has other interests and other responsibilities, so by no means are we some sort of Swiss Family Robinson. I do think we probably get out more than the average family, but it's not always some epic adventure. We're just as happy getting out for a walk at a local park or just driving an hour to the trailhead for a short hike. So yeah, please do not get the wrong idea here. We are normal, just like you are. Also, if you don't have a baby and you don't think this applies to you, I would still encourage you to hear this episode out. At some point in the future, even if you never have kids of your own, you're going to know someone who does have kids, and there's a chance that little baby is going to get in the way of you and your backpacking adventures with your friend. I think a lot of people come up with excuses as to why they can't take their kid outside. So if you're that friend that knows someone like that, and you want to encourage them to stop being silly and go hiking with their baby, now you'll have at least some knowledge that you can share with them on how to go about doing that kind of thing. They'll thank you for it in the end, and you'll have your hiking partner back. On the admin side of things, and this might be a little bit longer than normal, but it's for good reason, I promise you, so stick with it. If you want to have a follow-up conversation about this and other topics and get to know other people that are listening to the show, I would encourage you to join the Facebook group. There are links in the description if you're into that kind of thing. Also, and this is the most important part, things are weird right now. I think we can all agree about that. Everyone has had to put their life on hold, and small businesses are taking a massive hit because of it. If you're stuck at home, but you're still online shopping for gear, consider checking out Two-Foot Adventures. Mary has been on the show a couple of times before and always has such great information to share. As most of you already know, the PCT and other long trails, for that matter, are currently shut down for what will likely be the entire hiking season. And that means that Mary, at Two-Foot Adventures, has been forced to close up her shops along the trail. No hikers, no business. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't still have an awesome inventory of awesome gear that is hand-selected for ultralight backpacking. So, if you're out there shopping online for backpacking gear, go check out Two-Foot Adventures. There are links in the show notes, and support a small business who I know for sure, without a doubt, because I've seen it with my own eyes, pours their heart and soul into the hiking community. And for those of you who are stuck at home but wanting to stay in shape for when the trails do open back up, Rowan from Summit Strength is having a pretty killer 28-day fitness challenge starting on the 13th of April of 2020. So if you listen to this after that date, it's already started and you don't have an opportunity. But Rowan is a personal trainer. He specializes in getting backpackers and trekkers ready for long-distance trails or like summits of mountains, that kind of a thing. And for about $240 in Australian money, and I think that's like $150 in American, you can get weekly coaching from Rowan. But the crazy part is that he'll refund you the full amount if you finish the program. So yeah, that seems like a pretty good deal to me. Rowan's been on the show in the past and has been impacted by the screeching halt of the outdoors due to the virus, so he's running some pretty awesome deals right now. Links to his program are also in the show notes. All right, that is it. Let's get on with the show. For First off, let's talk about carrying your kid in a kid carrier and when they can actually do this. Not all babies can ride in a backpack carrier. It all depends on where they're at in their development, because you want them to be able to support themselves and not be all noodle-like. Most carriers have an age range or development range listed for when their products should be used, so be sure to check that out before you go plopping your kid in there all willy-nilly like. If your baby isn't quite there yet developmentally, then you'll likely need to use a chest carrier, and I know there are some that you can strap to your back, but we never did that. It felt weird not having her right in front of us, so we kept to the front carrier method. There are a ton of different products out there for carrying a baby, so just choose one that works best for you. If they're kind of big and bulky, I've just noticed they get kind of hot, so I don't know, it's all personal preference. I think my only advice here with chest carriers beyond, you know, the baby carrier is just to make sure that it's secure enough for when you're hiking a trail. I know I've personally almost fallen over with my daughter on my chest, and I've had to use both hands to stop myself from falling. So I think it's a good idea to make sure you have one that is secure and doesn't allow the baby to flop around too much, so that if you do fall, you can catch yourself and protect the baby from, you know, damage, if you will. Some chest carriers are really floppy and like really weird, so, you know, take that for what it is. Speaking of kid carriers, we sprung for the Deuter Kid Comfort Pro a little over a year ago, and I've loved that thing ever since, and so has my wife. I had Deuter on the show for episode 73, so if you want to know more about the company, their warranty, and how to choose a kid carrier, go ahead and give that show a listen. We talk specifically about kid carriers and their latest offerings, which are still relevant today, even a year later. Having this kid carrier has been a huge benefit. We keep it in our van, it's ready to go at all times, and our daughter seems to really like being in it. She likes it so much that she's even fallen asleep in it and has really not thrown any sort of massive fit. It's actually quite the opposite. She sees it getting pulled out and then she starts kicking her legs like crazy, gets all excited because she knows we're about to go for a walk. When we took her backpacking this last summer at 9 months old, I think it was, we hiked about 3 miles in, 3 miles out, and she did great. The carrier is a legit backpack, just with a baby attachment rather than a backpack bag, you know. So you get all the benefits of a Deuter backpack, just with a baby on it. We actually chose the Kid Comfort Pro specifically for backpacking because it has the most storage, most features, and we thought that those would come in handy when we decided to actually try backpacking. But I'll get to this a little bit later and explain how we managed the gear and all that kind of stuff for backpacking. I also think it's worth mentioning why we chose to go with Deuter in the first place, as opposed to maybe Osprey or I think Thule has some. And it's not because they were on the show or because I got any sort of deal. I did get a 20% discount from a store that changed its name, but you just sign up, whatever. It was like 20% off, so that's kind of cool. But my wife and I did a ton of research prior to pulling the trigger and read everything we could about these things, and everything kept pointing us to Deuter. One of the guests on the show who hiked the Appalachian Trail with their baby in a Deuter carrier had nothing but awesome things to say about it. So check that out. It's episode 14. Wow, that was a long time ago. Episode 14, and that was Ellie on the AT. So little baby, baby carrier, Appalachian Trail. Pretty cool. The main thing that everyone kept saying about the carrier was that you can remove parts of it to wash it. Kids can get super gross at times, so having the ability to do that is a plus. There were also some other things we liked as well, but I can't exactly remember what they were. Either way, very happy with our choice and haven't regretted it ever since. It has an adjustable suspension so both me and my wife can wear it and not feel like it's not fitting one of us. I did a video on the review last summer, so if you want to check that out, I will leave a link in the show notes so you can take a look. Okay, so let's get on with some tips. layering them up is such a big piece of babies being happy. You might be getting warm, but you have to remember that they're just sitting there doing nothing but looking around. There's no exact way to do this. You kind of just have to feel it out. We err on the side of keeping her more bundled up than less bundled up so that we can take them off if she happens to get too warm. I will admit that there are times that she looks like that kid from A Christmas Story, all like poofy jacket and stuff, but that's just how it has to be for the time being until she's walking down the trail. We want her to be nice and cozy in there so there are no meltdowns. As we're walking, we'll just take our hand, check her back, you know, touch her body, try and see where she's at temperature-wise. And if she's too warm, we just strip a layer off. Or if she's too cold, we put one back on. Super easy, super quick. As for wearing a kid carrier, oh boy. Okay, so we were at a dog park a number of months ago, and this gigantic dog park, you can hike like multiple miles all day long. And I saw this woman wearing a kid carrier and a kid in the kid carrier that literally made me cringe. I saw it from like a mile away, and as we got closer, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. It was cocked to the side, which caused the kid to slouch over, and the whole thing was just a hot mess. Neither one of them looked comfortable. You have to remember that you're wearing a backpack, like a real backpack. It just happens to have a kid in it. So wear it like you would a backpack. Let that be a lesson to you as well if you are not wearing your pack the right way. If you don't know how to wear your backpack, I guess I'll be going over that in my backpacking course that I'm launching hopefully soon. But in the meantime, do a Google search, watch some videos, and learn how to wear a backpack the right way, because they're not just supposed to be tossed on like a school bag. There's a right and wrong way to do it. And if you do it right, everyone will be happier, including the child that is not cocked to the side, slouching over, and just a hot mess. Bring snacks. Never leave the trailhead without snacks. At a minimum, if your kid starts to freak out, it's a nice distraction. My advice is to bring snacks that are not going to get your kid and your kid carrier disgusting, but do what you wish. For me, a messy baby in the woods is a nightmare, so we do what we can to make as little mess as possible. Whatever you do, just bring snacks so your baby has something to eat while you're walking around. As for backpacking with your kid in a kid carrier, I mentioned this earlier, we chose the Deuter Kid Comfort Pro specifically for this reason. The way my wife and I did this last summer is we split everything up pretty much 50-50, if you consider kid and kid things 50 on one side and everything else on the other. She had the baby and the baby stuff, and I carried everything for camp and whatnot. I think it worked out really well, but we were really only able to do this because we chose a model of carrier that allowed us to store more gear in the carrier with the kid. Some carriers have storage pockets, some do not. Some are really stripped down to the bare essentials where there's little to no pockets. So if you're planning on backpacking, I would avoid these ones. The carrier that we have has a sort of large dump pouch under the baby that's great for all things baby related. It's not gigantic, but it's pretty large compared to other designs that I've seen. Splitting it up with the baby on one and everything else on the other, in the other backpacks, it meant no one was digging through packs to find something. We had it organized and ready to go. When it comes to dealing with the elements, this can be a big deal for even adults, let alone a small baby. The wind, the cold, the sun, all of it. If you do it the wrong way, everyone's gonna be miserable. Obviously, this is one of the biggest hurdles to getting outside. So here's what my advice is. And again, my advice is both mine and my wife's. Get them out as soon as possible, as often as possible, so they get used to the varying weather conditions. We did this with our daughter from the very start. And even though we weren't going on a quote unquote hike, we would take her out in the rain, the sun, and even the snow so that she could get used to it. The idea is that they have to get used to it. If you look outside and you only see rain and you don't go out in it, they're going to get used to not going out in it. If you do go out, they'll get used to it and be like, oh, this is what we do. We're now to the point where Lenny sees rain falling outside and wants to go out there versus feels rain falling and wants to go inside. When we started doing this, it was never for extended periods of time. She was always bundled up, but we had her out there and she likes it now. As long as she's warm, she is happy. It is a process. So just take it in stages and get them used to it, get them acclimatized to being outside in varying temperatures. The outdoors is not perfect and never will be perfect. So if you're waiting for the perfect weather and the perfect situation to take your kid out, you're never going to go. Another lesson that we learned was when you're going hiking or backpacking with a baby, it needs to be a one-person job. And I think this spans the spectrum of basically everything. If you can't handle your child on your own, then you won't be able to handle it when you're with your partner. Specifically, for example, when it comes to loading and unloading your child, as well as strapping on a backpack or a carrier, that needs to be a one-person job. In the event you have to do it quickly because of an emergency on your own, you want to have something that does not require you to use two people. And if it does require you to use two people, which I doubt, you probably just need to get used to doing it on your own. We often get used to the thought that we'll always have someone else there with us to help out. But please do not get stuck in that train of thought with basically anything. If you're going out there, you need to be self-reliant, even if you're with someone else, because someone could have an emergency and you're left to deal with things on your own. Even if you do have someone with you all the time, start putting on your pack by yourself with the baby in it, again, by yourself. It's not that hard. Yeah, you just have to take it a little bit slower and it takes more time. But start doing things on your own, even if you have your partner with you, because in the long run, life will be easier. Trust me. Comfort is king. It's key. It's the most important thing, right? Especially when we're outdoors, especially when we're with babies. This one, however, is not just for the baby. It's for you. If you're not comfortable, then what the heck is the point? You're not going to have fun. They're not going to have fun. And it's just going to be a hot mess. Find the solution that you're looking for that keeps both you and your baby comfortable. You'll be happier on the trail, and you'll probably want to do it more often because you're not uncomfortable. Heck, even if you're not carrying a baby, work on being comfortable and finding gear that makes it that way. Backpacking and hiking is not about being a hard ass. It is about having a good time. If you're not enjoying yourself, then change it up. Switch things out. Try something else. You can solve the problem. The right gear is out there for you. You just have to find it. I'm going to leave you with this final thought. Experiencing the outdoors through the eyes of a baby, a child, is incredible. And spending time with them out in the wilderness or in nature, we'll say, just in nature, is something that I have no doubt that you will cherish for years. It's not always rainbows and unicorns, and most of the time you'll drive an hour just to hike about a half a mile before your kid melts down and you have to go back to the car. But who freaking cares? Who cares? At least you went out there, and at least you're spending time together, right? At least you made an attempt to make a memory, and you did make a memory, even if it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. If you want to be an outdoorsy family, start by being an outdoorsy family. Take small walks to the park. Go anywhere. Just get out your front door and start working on it. Don't make excuses about the weather or whatever else, because excuses can start to build habits And before long, you'll wake up and realize you just missed out on a ton of memories because you weren't willing to go outside your own comfort zone. I know I don't know everything, and I am learning on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis. I learn every single time we go out, and I know I don't know everything yet. We're all at different stages. So if you have lessons learned about backpacking and hiking with a baby or with your family in general, I would love to hear about them. And the best way for you to share those thoughts, because I don't want to just hear them, I think everyone should hear them. Please join the Facebook group, share your thoughts in there so that everyone else can learn. All right, see you on the other side. All right, that is it for me. Episode 109, lessons learned from hiking and backpacking with a baby. If you are shopping online during this time of weirdness, be sure to check out Two Foot Adventures. And if you're wanting to get in shape, make sure you check out Rowan from Summit Strength. See the program he has going on because that sounds incredible. It's basically free if you have the determination to get through all of the training. If you are headed out anytime in the near future, it's probably going to be a while. But when you do, be safe, make great decisions, and we'll see you next time.